Cornwall, if you imagine there was a border poll in the next 10 years and then maybe 10 years after that we're looking at Ireland, what would Ireland be like?
Well, I think one of the great issues with the debate around a border poll, and in fact, one of the great issues within both Irish unionism and Irish nationalism, is that we have an awful habit of wanting to either remain in the Union or to be in United Ireland. But if we're honest with ourselves, we haven't done a huge amount of work in trying to work through what that would look like if you're thinking about a United Ireland, or to consider the practical issues around it. How would you pay for it? What system of government might be best? Would it be a unitary state, or would you have a federal Ireland?
So what would it look like?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can give you my personal opinion, but I don't know. The conversation I think we need to have, and we need to have this not just within those of us who consider ourselves to be Irish and the nationalist tradition, but it's a conversation we need to have across Ireland, you know, also including people who wouldn't be inherently in favour of a new Ireland, is about like, well, should it be a federal place? And if it was a federal place, well, Northern Ireland would remain. Now, many people would argue that if you think properly about the Good Friday Agreement and about setting up institutions in Northern Ireland that have the support of both sides of our community, about the checks and balances that we have built into our way of doing government, about the new beginning to policing and the ability to transform something that was seen as a huge part of the problem into something that is now accepted and supported by the vast majority of our people. If you think about all that, that really you're ending up with a new Ireland that will probably be federal in nature. Now, if that's the presumption, then we all have a duty to turn that presumption into a proper proposition. And we can't delay that conversation. So what are the things that we need to talk through within this island? Well, we need to talk through what it would mean in terms of transfer of powers. Would we keep an NHS in Northern Ireland? I suspect we'd probably want to. I don't know too many people, be they former Republican prisoners or the most loyalist of loyal people I know, who would want to give up the NHS as we know it today. In fact, they want to deepen the NHS. I always say the NHS is a British gift to the people of this part of Ireland. But the people of this part of Ireland, the people of Northern Ireland, made it their own and have defended it and built it as their own. In fact, people in England and Wales look to our integrated health and social care model here, and they say that's what we'd like. And they say, look, the Northern Ireland NHS is what it's really about. It's the most pure in terms of living up to Bevan and our Bevan's ambition for a health and social care system. So my vision of a new Ireland isn't prescriptive in that I don't have an immediate solution that says, here it is, lads. But what it is it's a journey. And the journey involves us thinking about questions like sovereignty, questions like federacy, questions like identity in a much more open and expansive way than we've ever been able to do so to date.
So in terms of identity, you would kind of imagine that the provinces of Ireland could actually come to a fore again. In a sense, Donegal being cut off at the top left doesn't actually really make sense at a point where you're back to 32 counties. Monaghan and Cavan might feel that they actually could kind of come back, and Ulster could be kind of a strong region perhaps, rather than a Northern Ireland. I mean, are those the kind of thing? Do you sense that actually regionally people would end up with a regional identity as well as an inherited kind of all-island, or wishing not to be in an all-island kind of identity?
I think getting our head around the concept of region is critical to building a new Ireland. And I say this for two reasons. First of all, Northern Ireland was a contested state. Traditionally, nationalists have said Northern Ireland should not exist. The partition of Ireland was a mistake. And that is true. But the fact is that post-1998, Northern Ireland has been legitimised in its existence.
Everybody allows it to be there.
Exactly. And we can't deny that. Nationalism has to stop denying this. And there are some parts of nationalist thinking that still do deny it. We have to embrace the concept of region. You know, the trick to a new Ireland is to make Northern Ireland as it is today work. That is the key to building a new Ireland, is to make Northern Ireland as it is today a success. And then the second question is, if it is a success as it is today within the United Kingdom, why couldn't it be a success within an Irish jurisdiction? But the issue really is that it has to be a success